Mark was not exactly honest with us about all of the things that went on in Hawaii, huh? Is that what you say, Peter?
Sure.
Mark, you shouldn't, you know. We had the spotlight on you, the hot seat.
I wouldn't go in details.
No, we don't go into details about that, but Mark did not come clean, it seems. Okay. is this Frida? Frida,
yes?
You're on the hot seat here tonight.
Yes, hi, Frida.
Hi, Frida.
Hi.
Have you ever met me before?
No, I never have.
Don't move. Stay there.
I won't.
You love it where you live, you like it where you live, and you don't want to move.
That's right.
That's right. Would you fix the window?
Which window?
The little crack in the window.
I don't know. No, I don't know any.
In the back?
What kind of crack?
A glass. A little crack in the corner.
Not that I know. In the screen, yes, but not in the glass.
In the screen?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Oh, I make a mistake. I'm sorry. I don't know if you didn't do it. So, incorrect.
Could be. I have to look.
Yeah. What I want to say is this. When was it the last time that you went to the doctor, dear?
Oh, I think beginning of the year.
Did the doctor give you pills?
Yes.
And why don't you use?
Oh, I had a cold.
No, that's not what I'm talking about.
That's...
I see circulation. I think you should go back to the doctor. I see bad circulation also in your feet, in your foot.
Yeah.
Sometimes it swells up your foot.
Yes, but I never went for that.
You should go over a checkup for circulation.
Uh-huh.
Also ask the doctor if he will check your thyroid.
Okay.
And I'm not a doctor, but I'm telling you, you go to the doctor. You should go.
Okay.
Who passed away this year? That's the only question I ask you.
This year?
Yeah.
Oh, a friend of ours.
A close friend.
A close friend of my husband, yeah.
Must be a very close, like a brother type. Not a brother, but like act like a brother, a very close friend.
Maybe. But, no, it's not. It's a friend of my husband's, yes. And a friend of mine, too, yeah. He know him for many years.
Very strange that I bring it up. He is always around you. Around your husband and you. Passed away, dear.
How you mean it was in a different country?
No, it was in Europe, dear.
Yes, he...
Not in South America, in Europe.
Yes, uh-huh.
Not Yugoslavia.
No.
Not Germany.
No.
Did he speak a little Hungarian?
That I don't know.
He is not from Hungarian.
No, I don't think so. Uh-uh. But it was Europe, yes.
No, it was in Europe.
Uh-huh.
In Europe, they speak that two languages.
Who?
Not German. I'm not talking about German, dear.
Me? Or that person?
Yeah, the person.
He spoke two languages, yes.
That's what I said, two languages.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But you are healthy, you're still active.
Yes.
And I see you with a little gray hair on the side.
Yes, they're creeping in.
Yeah, and you also have glasses, but I see you using glasses.
Yeah, that's right. It almost seems that you look at me.
Yeah.
Are you dressed completely?
Oh,
yeah.
I am.
Oh, yes.
I checked that. That's the first thing Peter checks out, gang.
You are not divorced, huh?
No, I'm still married.
No, you have no chance of divorce.
No?
No.
How will it be? Will it get better?
Well, he wants always to be right.
That's right.
You know, and he can be so tight.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Tight.
Money tight?
Money tight.
That's right.
Not for himself.
Uh-huh.
But you know what you have, and you don't know what you get.
That's right.
Tell him not to snore anymore so loud. Please, put a pillow over it.
Maybe I do have to. That's what he just is doing.
Yeah, this is what you're complaining.
I gave up complaining.
Yeah.
So what do you see for me, or for us? Yeah?
He cannot be retired, huh?
No, he's not that age yet.
No. He's still working.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't know how much money he make either.
Yes, I do.
Are you sure?
At least I know, yes.
He come home with his paycheck?
Yes.
And nothing on the side?
At least not that I know of, no.
Why is she so tight?
I don't know.
You have many times in your mind, shall I quit with him or divorce him? But I don't see a divorce, dear.
I thought that many times, yes.
You
well,
know
a couple
that.
Times, let's say.
Uh-huh. But hang in. He never changed.
He won't change?
No.
Not even the snoring?
Oh, and that I give up. And how about me?
Wait. I want you to go to the doctor for your circulation.
Okay.
And your hip.
My hip?
Your hip. And you can walk like a soldier.
Oh.
But I see trouble with your hip, dear.
Uh-huh. Not that I know of, so. Okay, I will.
I don't see your mother anymore.
No.
She passed away a long time ago.
Yes.
Long time ago, dear.
13 years.
Let's check. 13 and a half years, dear.
That's right.
You are wrong. 13 and a half years.
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm.
What did your mother have to do with another country?
Because she lived there.
Oh.
I am from the other country.
From Europe?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Who had contact with Yugoslavia?
My sister-in-law.
Yeah.
And her parents.
Stay here. She talked too much. Your sister-in-law, she talks so much.
Yeah, she likes to talk.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Croatian's always that way.
No, you wouldn't live in another country anymore. You stay where you are.
Mm-hmm.
You will visit. You will go.
I will visit it?
Yes, but yet...
Uh-huh.
You don't know yet, but you will. You always... I want to go back and visit. Not to live there.
Oh, no. Mm-mm.
You couldn't take it. You couldn't live there anymore.
No. We tried it once.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, We are planning next year to go.
That's what I see. You're not going alone. You're going with your husband.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And tell him not to be tight.
Oh. I will.
I still see a long life for you, mm-hmm. but I want you to go to the doctor for your circulation.
Okay. And what about my husband? Do you see something?
Oh, he have always pain. Oh, this and my heart, this, my arm, this and this. Your husband.
What is?
He always complain.
Oh, that's right.
You know what is? I'm too tired. You think he get a heart attack? He don't get a heart attack.
Oh, that's right. He is too.
Oh, my heart. Oh, if he use a wrong muscle, he think he has a heart attack.
That's right.
He need a lot of attention and love. He bark a lot, but he don't bite.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, dear. Thank you very much.
All right.
Bye bye.
Thank you.
Oh my, Peter Hercos, you're the one and only. Hey, we're going to let Peter rest here for just a second. I'm Bill Jenkins. It's open night, but we've got quite a guy here for you. The one and only world-famous Peter Hercos. And we're so glad to have you aboard, Peter. I'm going to tell you right now, can you come back like in February or March?
I love it.
How about January, the end of January?
January, we're booked full. But say the third week in February, something like
fine,
that.
Fine.
Okay. Peter, we'll be back.
What the date is that I have to...
Oh, we're doing the whole Life Expo, the 6th,
and the headline
7th, and
8th.
Of
February.
Of February. I have
giving two free and one intensive.
Oh,
two
great.
Free. The people can afford it can come to me.
Good.
I do consultations. I take consultations.
Let's give that number out again where you can reach you.
Area code 818-769-3146.
All right.
And Peter's listed in the Valley...
He's in the book.
Studio City.
You know, this is that people, we can afford it, but then you can come there freely.
I'll be at the Whole Life Expo, too, doing a panel and a seminar, and we'll maybe...
We're going to see each other.
We're going to run across each other.
Don't fall in love.
I already am in love with him, like Dr. Peoples. I told him to get you and Dr. Peoples together on here one night. That'll tear up the world.
Right.
Let's see. Who's up next? I believe, Jerry, it's your turn to sit on the hot seat.
Okay, I guess I'm ready.
All right, hang on.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Peter. You know, it's interesting. I read your book many, many years ago about how you fell off the ladder and injured your head.
Which book?
Pardon me?
I think you...
I can't hear him.
What book does you read?
I don't remember the name, but I remember reading a book about how you were fairly young, and you fell off this ladder.
That's right.
And when you woke up, then you had this psychic ability.
That's correct.
And it scared you, I remember. I never expected to speak to you in person, however. It's really
Well, it's
thrilling.
Nice to hear.
Thank you.
All right, now you're on the hot seat here, Jerry.
Well, I'm ready.
Very strange. I don't see your dad. Your father.
No, my dad has been dead some years, but I think of him a great deal.
An awful dad. I'm sorry to say that.
Pardon me?
Your dad had an awful dad.
Well, I think he was scared. I think he was lonely.
No. He was fighting with his life. He was afraid to die. He knew that he's going to die.
Mm-hmm. I guess so. Yes, I think he was.
And your father is always around you.
I have that feeling.
I'm sure about it.
Yes. Very much so.
Where is the watch was supposed to be for you, but was from your dad? Who has that? Your father had not much jewelry, you know that.
No, I know that. In fact, he left very little material, but he did leave some money for me, and he said, get something you
No man talk about the watch. Your father was not a man from jewelry or anything, no.
No.
But there was a watch from him. I'm not talking about the gold watch, silver watch.
Yeah, I couldn't say what became of it. I just don't know.
Yeah. But there was such a watch, huh?
Yes, definitely.
Well, I know he had a watch, but it was not a real valuable.
Well, he was very simple. He lived very simple that time, you know.
That's right. He was
a lonely man. Lived very simple.
Mm-hmm.
Who is Anne? Anna.
Anna?
Yeah. Anne.
I don't know of any Anne.
Anne and Kathy.
Well, I have a cousin, or the wife of a
no,
cousin.
No. It has to do with your dad.
Can't place it. He had some relatives that I didn't know very well, some people from Europe that I really didn't know. It might have been some of them.
Oh. But he didn't left you too much money.
No. But he left me some great feelings about him.
Yeah. Wait, I'm checking now.
Mm-mm.
And Frank, who is Frank?
A very dear friend.
It still is a dear friend. Is in life.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. He's fighting for his life in a way. He's had heart surgery just recently. And he's
he had a double surgery.
That's right.
Not a surgery, double surgery.
That's correct.
It was 2.5 hour surgery.
Yes.
I'm telling you.
Very difficult surgery. That's
but a
right.
good soul.
Oh, yes. He's a wonderful man.
Is he better now? Much better?
He is getting better, yes.
Well, he was in very bad shape.
That's right.
You know that the doctors have given him up? He was afraid that it was too late?
No, I didn't know that.
Hmm. Who is Henry?
I have a name.
No, it was a friend of your friend.
Henry?
Yeah. It is easy to say a friend, but he was really a good friend. He still is a really good friend of you. The man that had the surgery.
No,
the man that had surgery was...
Oh, the man who had surgery
really a good friend. You can depend on him.
Yes, uh-huh. He's,
I also see you moving.
You see me moving?
Yeah.
That's strange.
With work.
With work, yes. Yeah. There will be a change.
That's right. And it will be a change beginning next year.
That's correct.
And it is good.
I think so.
It is good. Better location and see movement.
see a change of type of work.
And I also see a marriage.
Well, there is a marriage now that's been going on for many years.
Yeah, but I don't see a divorce either.
No, I should hope not.
No.
No. Not after 39 years.
Let me see.
Kind of in a rut there, aren't you?
Maybe.
Well, it's a good rut.
It's a very good, a very fine person.
The wife?
Yeah.
Definitely.
If you get trouble with her, it is your fault. She's not a troublemaker.
You're on her side.
But you sometimes can blow for no reason and you don't mean it at all. And you cannot live without each other.
Well, that's what I keep telling her, but she doesn't always believe that.
No. Does she start yelling sometimes?
No, she's a good woman.
Oh, my gosh. I also saw an operation with your wife. She had an operation.
No, she has not had.
On her ankle or on her leg?
No.
Where you live now, there are steps, right? Up.
Yes.
Now, I see her falling down and see a slight operation on her ankle. It's where you live. You have to go up steps. Right,
there,
sir?
There are a few steps there, yes. Uh-huh.
No, there are five steps.
Five steps. That sounds about right.
Yeah. Otherwise, she's healthy.
Pardon me?
Sometimes she wants to walk too fast.
Yeah, she's in a hurry sometimes.
You should use shoes, not at higher heels, low heels.
Usually, it's fairly flat.
When I see her slipping, and I see her ankle, and I see her falling down from the stairs.
Well, she'll just have to be very careful.
You don't cook. She do the cooking, eh?
No, I'm a pretty good cook.
Yeah, but this is why you get your trouble.
This is where I get my trouble?
Yeah.
Well, could be. Could be.
Yeah, and so...
Do you see anything you want to talk about my health?
No, I'm not finished. I'm just thinking.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Tuned into another channel, right?
You don't pay rent?
No, we're in the process.
That's right.
No.
You don't have to take a second mortgage?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Just did.
Yeah, you needed it.
That's right. I don't know how you knew that, but you're right.
No, I'm checking, please. Did the doctor take an x-ray from you?
Well, a couple months ago, yes.
Yeah, not from the lower part of your body, higher up?
That's correct.
By the lungs?
Yes.
Did the doctor say anything about your left lung?
No, nothing in particular.
You smoke?
No.
I'm glad.
No, no part of that.
It's also started with also hyperventilation.
Hyperventilation?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You have a strong heart. There's nothing wrong with your heart. The doctor will tell you that.
No, he said so. That's right.
But something is blocked in the back.
In the back of what? The chest? Or?
Yes. Why did you take an x-ray from your lung?
I had some breathing problems.
That also comes from hyperventilation when you're nervous. You overbreathe yourself. You couldn't breathe.
That's correct.
It is not asthma. It is not bronchitis.
It's not asthma?
The doctor tell it was asthma. Mm-hmm. But when you get nervous, you overbreathe yourself. But I don't see any danger. I don't see.
Well, that's good.
When you're nervous, you overbreathe. Overbreathe yourself.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't see any danger health-wise. No.
Well, good.
The last couple of 5 months is much better.
Last couple of what?
The last couple of 5 months is much better.
That's true.
You know that.
Absolutely.
And it has also to do with There is no spot in your lung. It is overbreathing and your muscles spasm and you get too much tight in your muscles. And that will stop the breathing.
I see.
But the doctor is right. Did he give you the pills for that?
Yes, I take some medication.
You should do that all the time. I think you should take it for your whole life.
That's right.
The doctor wouldn't take you off the pills.
No, I don't expect to.
You should do it. You need that.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm interested in this change of work. Is there anything else you want to tell me about?
You cannot do the change of work yet. You cannot afford it yet. You have to wait. The time is not there to change of work.
Well,
I will wait till January.
I expect to wait until about June, actually.
No, I said change your work in January.
January.
Okay, Jerry.
Okay, well, thank
so
you
so nice
much.
Meeting you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Peter. Thank you very much.
You were on the seat, and we'll be back in just a moment here. Listening tonight that didn't think psychics were, you know, thought it was kind of a little act or a game they're playing. You're getting a lesson, and you're getting it from a master. And that's Mr. Peter Hercos. And Marguerite, is that Marguerite?
Margaret.
Margaret?
Yes.
You are on the hot seat with Peter here tonight.
Hi.
Hello, Marguerite.
Hello, how are you, Peter?
Have you ever met me before?
No, I've never met you, and I've never heard of you.
Oh. What?
You haven't heard? Well, you have tonight, haven't you?
Okay. Marguerite, you don't know me, right?
No, I don't know you.
Why did you cry so much?
No, I don't know you. Hello?
Why don't you cry so much?
Why don't I cry?
Yeah.
Why do you?
Why do you?
I don't. I may cry on the inside, but not outside.
Well, I see you crying inside. Everything comes on your shoulder. Everything is too much. Sometimes
yes.
You cannot take it.
Yes.
Sometimes you... I better be dead.
Sometimes.
Let me check. Oh, my gosh.
She has her clothes on now, huh?
Yeah.
I have my clothes on.
Yes, she is.
You bet your boot.
Where is your husband, dear?
I've never been married.
How can I?
Pardon?
I saw a husband.
I've never been married.
You never dated a man?
No.
My gosh, that's my first mistake. So we're married.
I gave up that a long time ago. I've never been married, and I'm not lying to you.
I believe you, madame. Wait, wait. And you're living alone now?
That's right.
You're living on a small income, eh?
Small income?
Yeah.
No, I work.
Yeah, but besides this.
No, not small. But not big either.
Wait. No, I cannot read you. I'm sorry. When was it that you went to the doctor, dear?
Last month. I go to him next week.
Yeah? Did he take x-rays?
No, he did that about 6 months ago.
On the lower part of the body?
No. The upper part.
Did he say anything about a tumor or anything?
No, he didn't.
What did he say when he saw the x-ray?
That's my heart. I have an enlarged left ventricle.
I want you to stay under the doctor's control, dear.
Yes.
Did the ribs block the heart?
Pardon?
Your ribs block your heart?
I don't know.
Is your heart twice so big as normally?
He said my left side is. I have arrhythmia.
Yeah. Did you was close to your husband, to your father?
No, I wasn't very close.
No? The reason why I saw a married man that was very close to you, and I don't know who it is. Was it your father, or?
Oh, I met a man. He wasn't married, though.
Yeah, but there was no relationship. You know what I'm talking about?
Not a very close.
That's right.
No.
I want you to stay on the doctor's hands. under doctor's control. Did the doctor manage your heart?
Pardon?
Did the doctor manage your heartbeat?
Yes.
And did he say it was almost twice a week?
No, he didn't say that.
Did the
left side, yeah.
Just the left side.
Just the left side. And did he give you medicines?
Yes.
Did you get two different kind of medicine, madame?
Right, right.
That's right.
Yeah. All right.
Stay on the doctor's control, madame.
Thank you.
You're still working. You still do your work.
Yes.
And you had many years?
Many, many years.
I don't talk about 10 or 12 years old, much longer.
I worked all my life. 47 years.
Who do the administration there?
Pardon?
Who do the administration?
Who does it?
Yeah.
He's a...
the bookkeeping he does.
He's a CPA.
Oh, he's a CPA. And you work with him?
Yeah. I work in the office.
Right. Stay at work and stay with the doctors. Okay, dear?
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, thank you for jumping in there with us tonight.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. And we have, let me see, what, Rennie. Rennie, yeah. Are you with us? There, I finally got the button push. Rennie, you're on the hot seat.
Thank you. What a blessing to be on.
Hello, madame.
Hello.
Do you know me? Never met me before?
No, sir.
No? Well, you'll find out. In the first place, I also see changing for you. Don't buy any stock or don't gamble. You never will make it.
That's true.
You know that.
I know that.
You can gamble at anything or play stock. Don't work out. You never win anything, anyhow.
No. $2 in the lottery.
Whose birthday is in November?
In November?
Yeah.
My son.
Are you a little closer now to him?
I'm very close to him.
There was a time that he... was not that close.
That's true.
You know that?
Yes.
There was friction.
Yes.
But everything is fine now. Finally, he stick up for you. You understand what I'm talking about?
Yes. Yes.
There was a time that he blamed anything on you.
Yes, that's true.
But now it is fine. Tell him not to drive too fast. Have you ever driven your son's car?
Yes.
Don't you get scared?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I wouldn't drive with him.
I wouldn't drive
with him.
It's true.
I also see him going to school.
Really?
Yeah, he's not in school, but he's going to school.
Wonderful.
He takes a course.
Great.
He's a brilliant mind. Do you know that he had a very bad ear infection when he was a kid?
Yes, he did.
Oh, my gosh. Not an operation, but a very bad ear. He could have lost his hearing.
I didn't know that, but he did when he was very young.
Yeah. First came out. He's active. He's working.
Yes.
He has a brilliant mind.
Yes, I think he does.
What did he do in a university?
Well, he took a course in...
Yeah, but he quit. He didn't finish it.
No, he finished. It was a short course.
No, that's not what I'm talking about here. He didn't get a doctor's degree.
No, nothing like that.
He took only two courses. That's all he did. He did only two courses, what he did. In university. Not one course, two courses. Do you know that?
Well, I didn't realize it was two.
Well, you thought you lost your son, but you didn't lose him. He's now more closer to you.
That's true. He's a wonderful son.
Bless him.
I do.
Okay, Rennie?
What was wrong with the cat?
What was wrong with the cat? He had mange.
Huh?
He had mange.
Yeah.
My boyfriend cured him.
A big pun?
My boyfriend cured him.
Oh, yeah? But you are not with your husband anymore, eh?
No, he died.
Yeah. There was no hope either.
It didn't seem that way.
It's actually his own fault, you know that?
Yes, it was very difficult.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
He ruined his own health.
Yes.
You know, I don't want to go in detail, but you know what I'm talking about.
I certainly do.
It's amazing that you stick so long with him. I don't understand.
Yes, that's true. Sometimes I didn't understand either.
That's right. But your son is in good health.
Yes, yes.
Tell him not to drive. He drives also up the freeway. You know, the freeway?
Yes,
and
yes.
You get off the free off-ramp.
Uh-huh.
But he drives too fast. You take too many chances. If you take a ride with him, you get scared of that.
The last time I was in the car, that's true.
Your health is okay. I don't see any danger.
Oh, thank you. Do you see anything about my relationship?
Do you know that your boyfriend was married?
Yes.
And do you know that you didn't break that marriage? It was already broken?
I did not break it.
No, do you know that you are not your... It's not your fault.
Yes.
When you had a relation with your boyfriend, you didn't break that marriage. That marriage was already broken.
Yes, that's true.
That's what I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. Just don't blame yourself. But it wouldn't work out with your boyfriend.
Well, as far as I know, he was divorced before I met him.
I know. Did you try to quit with him?
Yes, we're having sort of a hard time.
You're very difficult at the moment with him.
That's true.
He couldn't make up his mind. He couldn't make up his mind. There is the last couple of weeks friction between you and your boyfriend.
That's true.
You know that.
I would like to go on with this, but we just ran out of time, really.
Okay. God bless you, dear.
Thank you very much.
We were going to find out.
It was awesome to talk to you.
Thank you.
Okay, Peter Hercos, what a magnificent evening. Stunning evening. Psy hits about 100%. You're just amazing. You'll be back with us the latter part of March. I'm Bill Jenkins on a Saturday night. It's been Open Mind. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as we did here. Next week.